Welcome to the political cesspool, known across the South and worldwide as the South's foremost populist conservative radio program. And here to guide you through the murky waters of the political cesspool is your host for tonight, James Edwards.
All right, everybody, and welcome to the political cesspool radio second, and I'm broadcasting to you live tonight from another remote broadcast in Jackson, Mississippi. We're coming from the Council of Conservative Citizens. Recently with the council in Nashville when we did our last remote from Nashville, Tennessee, the national meeting. But now we are at a regional meeting hosted by the Great Southern Chapter of the CFCC, and it's been a great day. We've been here in Jackson since 1 o'clock this afternoon, and we've had some great speakers and a great dinner, and it's all been put on by this local council chapter here in central Mississippi. And now we're moving right into the radio show. So it's been an all-day event, and it's going to continue on for at least three more hours into the night. And we're happy that you could be with us, whether you're listening on our flagship station, AM 1380 WLRM Radio in Memphis, Tennessee, or any of the other AM/FM affiliate stations of the Liberty News Radio Network. Perhaps you're listening online, the Internet simulcast at our official Internet headquarters, thepoliticalcesspool.org, through the Roku player, your telephone, satellite, however you are with us, we are glad to have you. And my first guest for the evening, and I know this is a gentleman that is going to have to leave rather quickly, so we're going to work him on at the very top of the program. Reverend Thomas Ray Floyd has been with us today. He was one of the opening speakers today at the event, gave a great talk, and certainly he is a man like myself who mixes his politics with his faith, and we'd be better off if more people would do that. Reverend, welcome to the program.
Good to be here.
Well, I guess, you know, we only have a few minutes. I know you were in a hurry to leave. You've got other obligations this evening, and this is a commercial broadcast, so we always have to be succinct in our deliveries and all. But I would just basically, I guess, would like to ask you to share with the audience who couldn't be with us today here at the meeting exactly what you spoke about and why it's so important.
Today I spoke on the subject of Is Christ in Our Camp? And basically it was a book review of J. William Jones, that's Dr. J. William Jones, a Baptist minister who was a chaplain in the Confederate armies, his account of the great revival amongst the Confederate armies during the war between the states, the war for Southern independence. And as I gave that book review, I talked some about what genuine revival is and about the need of a great revival in the South, and our great need of a turning back to God, and how I'm hopeful and optimistic for the future, knowing that God's on the throne and that he moves in his set time. And so that's basically what I talked about today, is the Christian South and my hope and prayer that we'll be returned to our biblical roots in the South.
Well, as I said, ladies and gentlemen, it was a riveting presentation that Reverend Thomas Ray Floyd gave to the those assembled today. I know Bill Rowland, one of our co-hosts and staff members, would have been moved by it, as that is one of his signature issues that he likes to infuse into the program. And he, too, gave a very moving talk at the last CFCC meeting along the lines of very similar to yours. Now, my wayward co-host, now, a guy here who hasn't been on the show in the last 3 weeks, all of his female fans were just very... very upset. Now, this is the truth. This is the truth. I can't tell you how many. I never knew we had so many female listeners in the audience until the last 3 weeks. Keith Alexander has been on a three-week furlough, and it was granted. He asked for it. You can't spend your life on the front lines. And he went 3 weeks back in the back for a little R&R. But he's back tonight, and he's back in full force here for the live remote broadcast. So, Keith, this is your first time to actually participate as a co-host for the entire remote show. So I know you're excited about that.
Yes, and if I have any female fans, it must show that this is not a video broadcast, but an audio broadcast.
I wouldn't say that, but that, ladies and gentlemen, just goes to show that Keith Alexander is alive and well. You know, this is a guy, like all of us, who volunteers, and he never misses a show. He's always there. 52 weeks out of the year, he's there 51. And so, you know,
well, there's no room for me lately.
Well, that's right. We've had a lot of big guests, and a congressman, a Grammy winner, a movie star, a DEA agent, a sheriff who won a landmark case that he took to the Supreme Court. So it has been busy, but never too busy for you, Keith. And by the way, the setup here, believe it or not, is better than at our actual radio station. At our, you're wondering why Keith is getting so close. At home, when we do the show, you have to swallow the mic in order. When we're at the radio station, you have to swallow the mic in order for it to broadcast. Here, when we're using the 50-cent microphone, you can just sit back, recline, look at everybody. You don't have to be close to it. So it doesn't make any sense. But, Keith, when we come back from the commercial break in just a moment, we're just now getting started tonight. We're going to have a lot of fun over the course of the next 3 hours. A lot of guests. We're going to be pulling in people from the crowd. I want to ask you to give your assessment of what you saw today, what you heard, and then we're going to have other people from the audience come on and join us. But, Reverend, before you go, is there anything you would like to say to the those listening around the world tonight? In summation, I know you basically broke down your talk in a nutshell, but anything else you'd like to add before you I know you've got an early Sunday service tomorrow, so you got to get home and prepared for that.
Right. I just encourage our listeners to look to the Word of God as the ultimate answer for all the issues we face in our culture today, in our country, and all the problems of the world. I would urge all of our listeners to seek the truth of God's Word, for that is the standard of truth, the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Well, amen, Reverend. Reverend Thomas Ray Floyd, a man who knows, as we do, that our politics and our faith are not in conflict with one another, as
amen.
So many people would claim that they are. They are, in fact, in unison, and it's always encouraging to come to one of these meetings, sir, and find a man of the faith here with us and leading us, as you did today. So, Reverend Thomas Ray Floyd, everybody, give him a big hand. We are in the company of the president tonight. The president is here with us in this room. Not the president of the United States, thankfully, but the president of the Council of Conservative Citizens, Mr. Tom Dover over there, everybody. So let's give Tom.
El Presidente.
We're going to bring Tom on in a minute. I guarantee you, he wasn't made for live radio. And I mean that in a good way. I mean that in a good way, because he is a live wire. He is a man with a lot of truth. He is a leader, and we're going to get him tonight. He's a hard guest to have, but we're going to bring him on. Actually, he's coming. He's ascending to his throne right now as the president of the council, and we're going to get him on after our first commercial break here in just a moment, and you're going to hear from, again, my good friend and yours, Mr. Tom Dover, president of the Council of Conservative Citizens, came all the way from South Carolina today to be with us here in Jackson, Mississippi. Made a, what, 6-7 hour drive?
Something like that.
Long one, yeah. A long one. But he is here, and we have other people in the crowd from Texas tonight and Georgia, Tennessee. Obviously, me and Keith came down, but not too far. It's just a 3 hour drive south of Memphis. But people from all around here, not just locals, have come to be part of the audience this evening as we broadcast live on Liberty News Radio Network. You're listening to the Political Cesspool again. We're in Jackson, Mississippi tonight, Council of Conservative Citizens, and we have, I tell you, it's just all-star after all-star in the room tonight. Sam Dixon will be with us. Sam, you going to stick around long enough to grant us your wisdom, lend it to the
audience?
I tell you what, it's all coming up, folks. We're just getting started. Stay tuned. We'll be back with you.
Don't
with
go
more
away.
Right
the
after
political
this.
Political cesspool, guys. We'll be back right after these messages.
Don't let me be misunderstood.
Don't let me, baby.
Don't let me be misunderstood.
Please understand me, baby.
Don't let me be misunderstood.
Don't misunderstand me, baby.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Available now at newsstands everywhere. The Sovereign Newspaper. It is time for you to read the most daring underground publication. Spreading the word through print, it seeks to enlighten a free people to be knowledgeable with current, important events and take action in their own communities to stop the New World Order agenda of one world government. This publication is so rogue and extremely daring that establishment sources and critics rarely give approval of its content. Featured articles by concerned citizens, prominent whistleblowers, and credible authors. The Sovereign Newspaper is a monthly 32-page tabloid newspaper featuring incendiary content about current events in the age of Obama. The Sovereign Newspaper, available now at newsstands everywhere.
Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character, where educating both hearts and minds brings about academic excellence. There is a school in American Fork where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. Based on LDS principles and a love of country, now in our 39th year, American Heritage School is accepting fall enrollment for kindergarten through high school. What would you do for your child? Give them an education that will prepare them for life. Located east of the Temple in American Fork, American Heritage School is a remarkable and affordable alternative. Visit us, find us online, or in the Yellow Pages. American Heritage School in American Fork.
Jump in the political cesspool with James and the gang. Call us tonight at 1-866-986-6397. And here's the host of the political cesspool, James Edwards.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the show. We are officially have our feet wet here tonight as we broadcast to you from Jackson, Mississippi at the Great Southern Chapter. Always fun to do these live remote shows. Always great to have a rowdy crowd in front of you. We don't do it often enough. We should do it much more. I want to say a quick word about the council. You know, we've been on the air, and I made mention of this during my very brief remarks earlier during the formal meeting. We've been on the air for 8 years, and one of the first organizations, I think back in 2005, that we started to work with was the Council of Conservative Citizens. So the partnership and the association between the political cesspool and the CFCC spans back to our very inception. And we have worked together and accomplished great things together. As I said, one hand washes the other. There's a lot of cross-pollination. Those of you who are listening in my audience, I certainly encourage you, if you are not already a member of the CFCC, to do yourself a favor and join. CFCC.org is the website where one of us goes. We all go together. Of course, regular listeners of this show will know that over the course of the past month and a half, we have had a United States congressman on the program, a Grammy Award-winning singer, an action movie star, former DEA agent whose life story is being made into a movie after he heroically infiltrated Pablo Escobar's cartel as an undercover agent, also a county sheriff who successfully challenged the 1993 federal Brady Handgun Control Act in a landmark case that went all the way through the United States Supreme Court and actually rendered us a favorable decision. These are just five of the luminaries that we welcome to the show on a regular basis now. And during each of their appearances, ads for the council have been running, and rightly so. We know where we got our start, and our friends then are our friends today. Anyway, I say all that to say this. The gentleman, and he is a gentleman, he's a great guy, great leader, great inspiration for our cause. His involvement certainly predates mine by A little while. A couple of months. But anyway, he's been an inspiration and a great help to this radio program. It's my very much an honor to introduce to you, once again, the president of the Council of Conservative Citizens, Mr. Tom Dover. And so, Mr. President, as I said, this is an election year. It's a time when people are focused on politics a little more so than normal, and we want to give them a place to land. We want to give them an organization to belong to, and the council is at the very top of my list. Share with folks why you believe it's so important that they join and become a member and become active, an active member with the Council of Conservative Citizens.
Well, the council is made up of mostly ordinary people like me. And the one thing about it is I rest assured knowing that members all over the country, just like Dave has done here today, you know, getting people together is a tough matter. But all our people are someplace doing work. I've heard so many good talks today, you know. And 6 months from now, November, we're going to have a celebration in Nashville. And the celebration is going to be the fact that we did depose the fellow that occupies the White House at the moment. I can't even get into everything like that, but he does need to go. And I don't think that voting to others less to evil, but like what was said, that we need to vote this man out. And so enough said about that, but I hope, and people need to join us all along, and that this will truly be a celebration when we get to Nashville and after the first Tuesday in November.
Well, you bring up a good point, Tom, is that the next time we get together with one another, at least those of us assembled in this room, will be after the election, and we'll be back in Nashville at the annual Board of Directors meeting that takes place every November for the Council of Conservative Citizens. So between now and then, a lot has the potential to change, and we'll see whether or not that happens. But one organization seeing that favorable manifestations come about for our people is the Council of Conservative Citizens, who has been scoring victories for European Americans, white Americans, for many decades. And that track record continues today, and it's, again, my great pleasure and honor to be a part of it, to be a member of the board of the council, to work in partnership and cooperation with them to bring about this radio program. Great people here, folks, and I truly mean that. If for nothing else, you should join the council for the fellowship alone. The opportunity to break bread and share war stories with like-minded individuals is something that doesn't present itself, an opportunity that doesn't present itself very often for many of us who feel isolated and disconnected. Well, you have a community out there that you can belong to, the council, the political cesspool, and others that we work with. And so yes, Tom Dover here with us. The president has come all the way from he's left his throne to come down and mingle with the commoners here in Jackson. And we're having a good time tonight. But I saw you over there sitting down, Tom, so I wanted to be sure to work you on this program at the very beginning because you've done a lot for us.
I want to thank you.
Thank you, Tom Dover, everybody. And we're going to bring more people to the microphone as the night continues. But first, let's get back to the mainstay, Keith Alexander, my co-host, who is with me every week, last three notwithstanding. Keith, break down for the audience. We have just a few minutes for the next commercial, and then we'll pick back up with you after that. But break down for the audience what you've seen, what you've heard today.
Well, let me just say this. First of all, I am humbled and in awe of the people at this particular gathering, particularly people like Bill Lord, Tom Dover, Sam Dixon, people that have been involved in this struggle, and it has been a struggle for decades. The Council of Conservative Citizens is the successor to the White Citizens Council, and if you listen to leftist propaganda, you would think that these people have cloven hooves and horns and a forked tail, but actually these people did yeoman service. They put their money where their mouth was. They opened alternative private schools for children that were going to be thrown into a veritable black hole of Calcutta, which a lot of public schools, particularly in the South, became after the Brown decision started to gain traction. These people really provided a service to the community. Many of these schools are still in existence. Bill Lord, for example, who was here just a few minutes ago, he worked so hard back when it really counted. And this organization, I think, is the heir to all of their hard work. These people are still involved, and it is just, it's a great blessing to me just to be able to see and to communicate and to honor these people.
It's no exaggeration to say that without the support of the Council of Conservative Citizens and people like Tom Dover and the other members who rallied behind this radio program when we're just trying to gain traction in the mainstream media, if it were not for their support in the early years, 04, 05, 06, we would not be here today. And all that we've accomplished over the course of that time, from 2004 to today, would never have been realized. And so anytime I have the opportunity to come to a CFCC meeting, whether it's to broadcast or to speak or to listen, I always take advantage of it. It's just a great organization.
These people are so generous with their time and with their support. And quite frankly, without these founding fathers of our movement, there would be no movement. These people are the people that, you know, were there basically. We have Leonard Wilson here, for example, who is the second longest standing member of this organization. He got involved in the fall after.
He campaigned for Thomas Jefferson.
Right.
Heath, hold on right there. We got to take a break. We're coming up on a commercial. That's why I had to rudely interrupt you. But don't worry, we're going to let Keith pick up his train of thought right where he left off. You're listening to the Political Cesspool on the Liberty News Radio Network. We'll be right back.
Exposing corruption, informing citizens, pursuing liberty. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
Did you know that doctors are the leading cause of death? Heart disease is number two, but you don't have to be a victim. Hey, it's Patricia Aiken from CardioPrim. Start reversing the real cause of blocked arteries with CardioPrim Professional Strength Oral Chelation. You can have normal blood pressure and more energy in about a month, naturally, without drugs. It's always a thrill to hear from folks that take CardioPrim for their blood pressure and then can't find their arthritis pain, or find they have normal blood sugar in addition to normal blood pressure, or they don't need their Viagra. It's safe, it's effective, it's affordable, and it's guaranteed. Feel 20 years younger. We've arranged a special offer for Political Cesspool listeners. Go to cardioprim.com and use TPC for login and password. Or call us at 702-449-0044. 702-449-0044. Cardioprim.com.
Are you a native son or daughter of the South who bleeds the stars and bars? Someone not born in Dixieland, but who is a Johnny Reb at heart and looking for a place to shop that promotes Southern heritage? Well, your search is over. Dixie Republic is the place to go for all things celebrating the Confederacy and promoting Southern pride. Inside the log cabin just outside Travelers Rest, South Carolina, Dixie Republic has t-shirts, hats, videos, flags, books, belt buckles, and some of the best mouth-watering barbecue sauce that will ever touch your lips. There's just about everything you want honoring the South at Dixie Republic. Well, you say that South Carolina's a bit too far for you to drive? Have no fear, my friend. All of this is just a mouse click away. Go online at www.dixierepublic.com. You're home for all things celebrating the Confederacy and promoting Southern pride.
Did you know that doctors are the leading cause of death? Heart disease is number two, but you don't have to be a victim. Hey, it's Patricia Aiken from CardioPrim. Start reversing the real cause of blocked arteries with CardioPrim Professional Strength Oral Chelation. You can have normal blood pressure and more energy in about a month, naturally, without drugs. It's always a thrill to hear from folks that take CardioPrim for their blood pressure and then can't find their arthritis pain, or find they have normal blood sugar in addition to normal blood pressure, or they don't need their Viagra. It's safe, it's effective, it's affordable, and it's guaranteed. Feel 20 years younger. We've arranged a special offer for Political Cesspool listeners. Go to cardioprim.com and use TPC for login and password, or call us at 702-449-0044. 702-449-0044. Cardioprim.com.
Get on the show and express your opinion in the political cesspool. Call us toll-free at 1-866-986-6397. We gotta get out of this place.
If it's the last thing we ever do. Manifest in the industry. Broadcasting to you from the great southern chapter of the CFCC regional meeting. It's a regional meeting tonight. And we're having a lot of fun, as you might have
A good time
gleaned,
is being had by all.
As you might have gleaned from the opening 30 minutes. I'm going to give you a little teaser. If you can stay with us for that long, at the top of the second hour, which will be about 30 minutes from now, we're going to bring on Sam Dixon. So you've got reason to stick with us at least until the second hour, if not for the full three, ladies and gentlemen out there in Radio Land. So something to look forward to. And before we get to Sam, I want to quickly, we got to cover some news of the week. Actually, this is from 2 weeks ago. We've been so busy as a weekly show, we don't always have enough time to get through everything that comes across our news desk on a daily basis.
But now we're trying to kill time, right?
No, not quite. Well, this is, you know, I like to point out examples of liberal or establishment hypocrisy. I love the double standards that they just can't resist employing. And here's one for you, if you missed it. Now, a couple of weeks ago, they had the big Democratic National Convention in Charlotte, North Carolina. Maybe you have heard the phrase before, once you go black, you never go back. They had buttons for sale at the Democratic National Convention, buttons which read, once you vote black, you never go back. This was the top-selling button at the Democratic National Convention. One vendor alone made $4,000 off of that particular button. Now, how much did buttons sell for? Even with inflated prices that you were sure to be subjected to at the Democratic Convention, maybe $2 or $3. One vendor alone made $4,000 off of buttons which read, once you vote black, you never go back, which is interesting since race is a social construct and Obama is just part of the human, you know, community, the global community as we all are, they say.
I love it in Muslim.
But now, do you think you would have heard about it on the news if at the GOP convention in Tampa, the top-selling button was, once you vote white,
You're all right.
So again, liberal hypocrisy truly has no bounds. If sense could be made of that, Keith could do it. Keith, can you make any sense of the?
surely. It shows the hypocrisy of political correctness. Political correctness has nothing to do with politeness. Has nothing to do with good manners. Has nothing to do with being considerate of your fellow man. It has everything to do with keeping people from discussing topics that the left doesn't want discussed, and that the establishment of today, which is a leftist establishment, doesn't want discussed. They do not want people like us talking about race. On the other hand, it's perfectly acceptable for black people, perfectly acceptable for liberal, leftist, Marxist type of people to discuss race until the cows come home. It just that they don't want us to have access to talking about that because they know that if we talk about it, we'll make too much sense and we'll make converts.
All right, well, make sense of this then, since we're in a sense-making mood right now. I got another headline for you that, you know, I pick up on these things, and these are the things that you'll find featured on a daily basis. We can't take to the radio every night because we are a weekly talk show. But we can comment on the news on our website each and every day, and we do so several times a day. New headline this week out of Detroit. 32 people murdered in Detroit over the last 15 days. 32 murders in Detroit in 15 days. I once said it on CNN, Keith, as you know, you can't have a first world nation with the third world society, the third world population. Detroit proves my point. And one of the people that was murdered in Detroit over the course of the last 2 weeks was a veteran from Iraq. So apparently, you are more likely to survive a war zone than a multicultural bastion like Detroit. He survived Iraq. He couldn't survive the mean streets of Detroit. Anyway, 32 people murdered, 15 days in Detroit. That is the highest number of casualties over a two-week period in the history of that city. Makes sense, Evan Keith?
Yeah, it just ties in what we were saying before. Conservatives aren't allowed to comment upon race, even with factual situations like that that beg for a racial explanation of what's going on. Only the left can talk about race. Only the left can talk about Jewish power and influence. Nobody that could be remotely critical of a non-white race or of Jewish power and influence is allowed any access to the public airways or to the public media whatsoever, because they fear the truth. They being the establishment of today, they do not want people talking in common sense terms like the Council of Conservative Citizens does with regularity about these topics, because they know that if there is a free and open public debate on these things, they will lose. They will be able to point to things like Detroit and link the hyper-criminality and the lack of civilization in places like that with the racial makeup of the population.
And we're from Memphis, so we know what we're talking about.
Memphis is about halfway there. They're going to go to a, Memphis is on the cusp, and a few more developments, and Memphis could become Detroit. See, this is what is trending to America. If you want to see what Detroit's going to become, look at Haiti. If you want to see what Memphis is going to become, look at Detroit. If you want to see what Nashville or Dubuque, Iowa is going to become in 20 years, for example, take a look at Memphis. And none of this, you know, you're trading down at each level. And this is what will happen. And that's why we say if you you can't have a first world nation with a third world population, and we are going to have more and more of a third world nation unless somebody seals the border and unless conservatives wake up and smell the coffee and start taking their own destiny into their hands. We cannot follow the path that we're on now without going over Niagara Falls in a barrel as a nation.
We're hurtling to that point. Anyone with the courage and the sense of dignity enough to speak the truth or to point out that the emperor has no clothes are subjected to any number of vile mischaracterizations. And
well, it's the truth, and what does the Bible say? As our minister friend said, you know, you shall know the truth, and the truth will set you free. And no one should fear the truth. That is the byline of American Renaissance, Jared Taylor's group. He has a quote from Jefferson to that effect. And basically, no one should be afraid to speak the truth. That's our birthright as American citizens, and that's what the totalitarians on the left want to take away from us.
Well, when it comes to the truth, it's obviously something that most voters aren't aware of. Not even just the truth. I mean, and this isn't anything to do with political ideology or ethos. Americans have just been dumbed down to the extent that it's absolutely dangerous for their very survival. Winston Churchill, for all of his flaws, and believe me, there were many, he had a quote that was just as right as the rain. And it reads, "The best argument against democracy is a five-minute conversation with the average voter." And this is something we've been talking about on the show, and I think I might have brought it up briefly last week on the program. When it comes to voter eligibility, I'm absolutely and unequivocally in support of bringing back literacy tests for all Americans. And I don't expect that to happen in a day and age, a decaying society that screams racism.
Well, property ownership requirements. See, everything that our ancestors had in place that has been demonized and we've been taught in the government schools were terrible things, and that they were just badges of injustice and intolerance, and it was good riddance to bad rubbish when they were changed. All of these things made perfect sense. Who wants people that don't even know how to read to be able to vote? Who are they going to vote for? What about people that have no stake in society? That's why you had property ownership requirements in some states for as a precondition to voting. none of this stuff, when you look at it objectively, is nonsense or it seems hateful. It seems common sense. And, you know, that's what Sam Dixon was talking about Edmund Burke earlier. And Edmund Burke said conservatism is not an ideology. It is basically just the distillation of common sense. And that's what we're talking about. And, you know, Sam made a very good point in his speech that, you know, what passes for conservatism today is nothing that any really serious person, thinking person, compassionate person would want to support. But I attribute that to the fact that people have absorbed by osmosis almost in modern society so much liberalism that a person that is considered conservative today would be considered a raging liberal if he were transported in a time machine back to 1950. That's why we're paleo conservatives. We believe that everything that was on the table in 1950, as far as the public debate, is still on the table.
All right, hold it right there, Keith. We're going to bring you back to the table. Right after these words from our sponsor. Stay tuned, everybody. The Political Cesspool continues from our live remote in Jackson, Mississippi. Right after this, I'm going to get back to my point on why I believe we should have literacy tests that will blow your mind. Stay tuned. If it's the last thing we ever do, we gotta get out of this place.
Girl, there's a better life. Are you looking for an affordable way to earn your bachelor's degree? Do you want a college experience that's more personal? Then discover your future at America's Transfer College. Students across the U.S. are choosing Ivy Bridge College as a better, smarter way to earn their degree. Thanks to Ivy Bridge's unique program, starting at a two-year college and transferring to finish your degree has never been easier. The program is simple. Start with Ivy Bridge College and take your first 2 years of college online. Transfer to one of over 140 of Ivy Bridge's partner schools and take your upper division courses. Then graduate with your bachelor's degree from the school of your choice. Personal attention, small class sizes, affordable tuition, and a clear pathway to graduation. Start your academic journey and contact us to learn more about Ivy Bridge College today. Call 877-622-2059 or visit americastransfercollege.com to find out more.
The government has spent $1 billion to try to prove that cholesterol causes heart disease. They have failed miserably. Hey, it's Patricia Aiken from CardioPrim. Reverse the real cause of blocked arteries with CardioPrim Professional Strength Oral Chelation. You can have normal blood pressure and more energy in about a month naturally without drugs. We never get tired of hearing from people that take CardioPrim for their blood pressure and then find their blood sugar is normal as well. Or can't find their arthritis pain or bone spur. Or they don't need their Viagra and can sleep without getting up 3 or 4 times a night. CardioPrim is safe, effective, affordable, and it's guaranteed. Feel 20 years younger. We've arranged a special offer for Friends of Liberty Roundtable. Go to CardioPrim.com and use LRT for login and password. Or call us at 702-449-0044. 702-449-0044.
When camping overnight, your tent is one of the most important items you'll have with you. That's why it's vital to have a quality tent that is easy to carry and will withstand the elements. Teton Sports offers top quality tents for any of your camping needs. The Outfitter XXL cot tent weighs only 4 pounds, but provides plenty of space for a comfortable night's sleep. Teton Sports also has a 6-man tent, which weighs only 14 pounds for camping overnight with friends and family. Each tent is easy to assemble and is easily transportable, and each is made with 1200mm coated polyester, providing strong and durable protection from weather and cold. Teton Sports also offers sleeping bags, backpacks, duffels, and more to ensure a quality outdoor experience. Wherever your outdoor adventures take you, you will be safe and comfortable in a quality tent from Teton Sports. Look for Teton Sports products at Amazon.com, Sportsman's Warehouse, Dick's Sporting Goods, Wholesale Sports, or visit TetonSports.com.
Welcome back. To get on the political cesspool, call us on James's Dime, toll-free at 1-866-986-6397. And here's the host of the political cesspool, James Edwards.
For all of you out there listening, you have no idea what you're missing unless you're in this room right now. like all good conservative talk radio hosts, we were casting our ballot in favor of literacy tests before the break, and I'm sure you hear Rush Limbaugh and Sean Hannity and Bill O'Reilly making similar arguments. But anyway, I mean, truly and honestly, it just makes sense. And I'm not just talking about property rights and all the other reasons why we should have this come back. And I'm not necessarily saying you have to be a – unlike liberals, I'm actually fair. Unlike the people who attack us, you know, I would be willing to allow a stark raving liberal the right to vote. It shouldn't be based, obviously, on political ideology. But there are some things that you should have to have before you are able to vote. And again – I have no hope whatsoever that any of this will be implemented in a day and age where just asking someone to produce their driver's license before they vote, that's being screamed down as racism. But Keith, let me say this. So here's the thing. Here's my position. Yes, you should be able to read. You should have a fundamental understanding of who the candidates are and at least what their stated positions are before being able to cast a ballot. Now, this, of course, would disqualify most of the Republicans and almost all of Obama's supporters. And here's the thing. This is the truth. In 2008, Howard Stern, again, for all of his faults, you know, the blind hog finds an acorn every now and then. Howard Stern in 2008 sent his crew to Harlem to interview blacks there and get their thoughts on the presidential election. And what was posted to YouTube and other media sites was raw footage of his interviews. In other words, it wasn't edited to get the worst of the worst. It was just a straight up,
stream of
as soon as they come, they get grabbed. And if they would talk to him, it was just raw footage. And so Obama's...
Raw sewage, if you will.
Stern's staffer... So he went to Harlem, and he asked the black voters there what positions of Barack Obama was most important to them. Was it his pro-life stance? Was it his opposition to stem cell research, his promise to keep the troops in Iraq, which weren't Obama's positions at all? But all of them, without exception, every single one of them, when given a conservative issue attributed to Obama, all of them said that is one of the reasons that they strongly support Barack Obama. He then asked the voters of Harlem what they thought about Obama picking Sarah Palin as his running mate in 2008. And all of them, without exception, agreed that Obama made a good choice when he selected her. And we laugh, I guess, to keep from crying because all of those people voted, and all of those people voted for Barack Obama. And nothing has changed in the 4 years since that Howard Stern man on the street interview and today. But in addition to being able to read, have a fundamental grasp of the candidates, how many voters do you think today know how many senators are in their state? How many voters today know how long a presidential term is? I would bet you less than 50%, and that's not a joke. So, the test would be exceedingly easy. It would not discriminate based upon ideological preference. But anyway, Keith, so when Sam Dixon comes on, I'm going to read something that actually backs up what I'm talking about here. I don't have the time now in this hour or this segment to do it, but am I on to something there, or is that just racist like everything else I said?
No, yeah, probably just racist. But, what I would suggest, though, is this. If for nothing else, it vindicates the intelligence and common sense of our ancestors. They had laws like that because their government and their political instincts were grounded on common sense and really valid human experience, unlike the never-never land that liberals inhabit in today's America.
Right. All right, Keith, I got another one for you now.
And liberals is meant to include mainstream conservatives because that's really what they are. They're liberals.
What do you think people who are coming into this country...
We're taking a question from the floor now for all of this.
...should have?
Keith, can you feel that one? Can you reinterpret it for the audience and then answer it?
What rights should people have? What rights should people have to enter America with a visa? I think they should be here so long as they are productive citizens. They should not be allowed to be on any type of public relief whatsoever. What people don't realize about this myth of America and Ellis Island and give us your poor, your huddled masses yearning to be free, 40% of those people packed up and left when they came to America and figured out they couldn't cut the mustard. Now nobody leaves because people make a better living on welfare in America than they did working their cans off back in the old country. So consequently, no one's going to leave. And every other nation, for example, we made this comment one time, if a black or an Hispanic person lives in a first world environment, they live in a white Gentile country. There are no black or Hispanic first world countries. There are some non-white first world countries. There is Israel, for example. We may consider them white. They don't consider themselves white. They consider themselves a race set apart. We have first world enclaves in the Arab world, like Dubai and Qatar and places like this. Then we have Japan, we have Korea, we have Hong Kong, we have Singapore. All of those non-white first world nations have one thing in common. They exclusively reserve citizenship for their own kind. Now, we're the only people benevolent enough to let other people come to our countries. For example, I don't care how wealthy you are, what a good friend of Israel you are. If you're not Jewish, you're not welcome to be a citizen of Israel. And furthermore, you don't have to be a practicing religious Jew. You could be a atheistic pedophile like Allen Ginsberg, poet, was, and they would roll out the red carpet to you if you went to Israel. And we try to propose a few common sense restrictions on allowing foreigners to come to our nation and stay on a permanent basis, and we're vilified for it. It's time to stop the nonsense. It's time to insist, as Sam Dixon said, on even-handed treatment. We shouldn't be held to a different standard than other people if they insist on, for example, you will point out to a Jewish person that they don't allow non-Jews to come to their country, you'll be met with a shrug. Well, so what? But we're Jewish. We get to do that. You don't get to do that because you're not Jewish. You're not the chosen people or something. You know, we need to realize when you're dealing with a person like that, you're dealing with a person that you cannot have a community with. People that play games where the rules are heads I win, tails you lose. And we need to insist that we be treated according to the same standards and principles that other people apply to themselves. And until we do that, we're going to be in a downward spiral, and we are going to destroy the inheritance we received from our ancestors, the best and most prosperous nation in the world.
All right, Keith, we don't really have the time before the end of this hour to get into another whole can of worms, but I will tell you, we've been referencing the Oracle, Sam Dixon, quite frequently this hour. It seems as though every time we go into a commentary, Sam's name gets invoked. And so we will have the sage himself, Sam Dixon, on with us at the top of the second hour. And we just might keep him on for, well, as long as he'll stay with us. As we still have 2 hours forthcoming in the political cesspool tonight, we will be talking about the fact that Mitt Romney is polling 0%. Of the black vote, according to an NBC News Wall Street Journal poll.
Despite pandering nonstop.
We're going to be talking about that during the second hour. We are going to be talking, about a lot of things, too much to mention in the time that we have left. But Bill Lord, one of the senior field operators here with the CFCC, passed along to me a quick note, records set during Obama's presidency. And so it's a top 10 list, and we might have time to get through all those before the break. And so here we go. Number one. We had a U.S. sovereign debt downgrade. We all remember that, the first time in American history that
twice.
Had happened.
Got
lowered twice, I hear now. So federal spending is the highest since World War II, 25% of the GDP. The budget deficit at 10% of the GDP is the highest since World War II. Federal debt highest since just after World War II. Unemployment rate lowest since 1983. 58.1% of the population is working or gainfully employed right now, according to, and I'm reading from sources here, not the CFCC, although that would be certainly more reliable than the mainstream media, Standard & Poor's, Office of Management and Budget, U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics, so on and so forth. These are our sources for these figures here. Long-term unemployment is the highest since the 1930s, 45.9%. Home ownership rate, lowest since 1965. Only 59% of the population own homes in 2012. Percentage of taxpayers paying income tax, lowest in the modern era. But God knows that I pay mine, and I pay, what all do we pay, Keith? We pay income tax, property tax, sales tax, home insurance, life insurance, health insurance, car note, utility bill, water bill, internet, telephone. We got all of these bills, and I'm forgetting half of them. Believe me, Donna.
As Holly said, he ain't heavy. He's my brother, right?
But they're all. I got a list on my refrigerator that goes from about the top to the floor of the bills that I have to pay every month. And these are just basic, you know, items of necessity. And so we pay that, and then we get to pay income tax on top of all of that. Everything we make, every donation that comes into this radio program, I'm taxed. And so... One at least we know it's down, for a good call. Anyway, folks, government dependency, by the way, highest level in American government dependency. We're paying for it. Anyway, folks, we're at the end of the first hour. Two more hours coming up. We'll be back with you after the local news and national news brought to you by Liberty News Radio Network. Stay tuned. We're in Jackson, Mississippi at the Council of Conservative Citizens. Fight for survival. Then look out in revival. They were jumping pews and shouting, hallelujah. Well, Harv hit the aisles dancing and screaming. Some thought he had religion, others thought he had a demon. And Harv thought he had a weed eater loose in his fruit of the blooms. He fell to his knees to plead and beg, and the squirrel ran out of his britches leg unobserved to the other side of the room. All the way down to the edge.